to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away, and the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh skins." The Gospel of the Lord. The word obedience has undergone a rather profound transformation in modern America, or as we say today, a total makeover. Alongside the sexual revolution of the 60s, there was a concomitant obedience revolution, where obedience went from being a virtue, a good thing, to almost being a vice, a bad thing. After all, we send dogs to obedience school, not our children. I wonder sometimes, as we teach our children more and more freedom and self-expression and creativity, we are leaving less and less room for obedience. I've talked to several business leaders who lament the fact that millennials are increasingly hard to train and teach their trade. They lack the virtue of obedience. To be sure, freedom and self-expression and creativity are all good things. But here's the price of the loss of obedience. We fail to learn self-mastery. That is, in the inner society of the human person, the will does not obey prudence. Rather, it obeys the passions. St. Thomas Aquinas explained how we experience obedience in our own inner lives, teaching. Hence, Gregory the Great says that obedience is rightly preferred to sacrifice, because by sacrifice, another's body is slain, whereas by obedience, we slay our own will. In other words, we all need to go to obedience school. Otherwise, we will not be free, but rather slaves to our own passions and wills. We will obey our passions instead of our prudence. The book of Samuel illustrates a tragic incident where someone confused sacrifice and obedience. God has instructed, rather commanded, King Saul not only to defeat the sinful Amalekites, but to destroy them, to annihilate them, to exterminate them off the face of the earth. But Saul behaves like many millennials today and obeys his own will rather than obey God. Saul rationalizes his disobedience, saying, "He did defeat Amalek, but brought back some of their sheep and oxen for sacrifice. By the way, this passage is precisely what St. Thomas was alluding to in teaching about obedience. The prophet Samuel, however, sees through Saul's two-faced equivocation and replies, "Does the Lord so delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obedience to the commands of the Lord? Obedience is better than sacrifice." Why is obedience better than sacrifice? Well, because obedience slays our own wills, whereas sacrifice slays another's body. King Saul needed to go to obedience school. Let me suggest three little exercises you can practice to develop the virtue of obedience. First of all, be obedient to your parents. Do what they command you. Take out the trash. Do your homework. Eat your vegetables. Go to Mass. Do not stay out past midnight. Nothing ever good happens after midnight, with all due respect to Eric Clapton. Second, be obedient to your spouse. And in the realm of spousal relationships, there should be a mutual subjugation, a mutual obedience. Sometimes the wife wins, and sometimes the husband wins. That is, not all discussions and disputes should end with the man getting the final word, and those final words being, "Yes, dear." Be obedient to each other out of love. Be slaves to each other. And thirdly, be obedient to the church. Sadly, we have a lot of cafeteria Catholics who are picking and choosing what they believe and how they behave. It's increasingly hard to teach and train them in the spiritual trade. Obedience is out, and freedom and self-expression and creativity is in. But I believe the deeper danger lurking inside each of us is that while we feel free on the outside, we are becoming slaves on the inside. Slaves to our wills and to our passions, rather than to our prudence. We all need to go back to obedience school. Praised be Jesus Christ.